Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 27th of November. I'll give you the pod horses first. There's one at 11.55. Doncaster, 11.55. God knows. YCCS Porta Servo. What is the YC? Yooks Porta Servo in the 11.55 at Doncaster. 12.55, Catch Me If You Can. Decent film. 1.25, Pogue, Christmas song. 2.35, Gene Genie, Bowie song. And 3.10, San Giovanni, Italian red wine, probably. Maybe a white one. There you go. So 11.55, Ux Porto Sovo. 12.55, Catch Me If You Can. 1.25, Pogue. 2.35, Gene Genie. 3.10, San Giovanni, all at Doncaster. There is a mention, Del Arca in the 3.35 at Newbury. Right, so that's them done, so people can crack on with them. Right, let's get into it. What we got? The old winks last night. What? I mean, they're on the old chat group this morning in Telegram saying I'm going to big it up and say he was going for it. I can't believe he's come out after the game and said I was going for a pass. Because you just make yourself look useless. At least front it out. Jose was right. He said, just front it out. So, yeah, I meant it. Because he's come out and said I was going for a pass to Gareth Bale. The ball at no stage was within 15 yards of Gareth Bale. Not at any stage in its flight did it get within 15 yards of him. Absolutely fucking useless, Winkses. Garbage. Remember people telling me he's the future of English football. When we were at Wembley, my brother had a row with somebody saying how good he was. Like a full-on row, like, you know, in each other's face. My brother said something that Winks was rubbish and this bloke turned round and had a right go at him. He's absolute fucking garbage. Jose, see the light. Keep him playing Thursday nights, that's about it. But certainly not going to big it up. Boy, he's got it all wrong. Absolutely useless. That's that bit done. What else have we got? Let's get that out of the way. We've got the old weekend footy preview, haven't we? We got the old weekend footy. Have I got anything else before I get into that? I don't think I have. I'm just checking all my notes here. No, Ultimate Guys, just I did email and I've put it everywhere. I'm sure everybody knows the spreadsheet cut some games off today. I've added them in afterwards. I corrected it as quickly as possible. So just make sure you are using the latest version off the website or the latest email. That's that. No, I've got nothing else. No, that's it. So I've done the pod horses. So we'll get into the weekend footy preview. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I really am starting to get a bit of rhythm again. So I'm enjoying it. where are we? What we got this week? 27th of November. Right, the old Premier League preview. We're sitting at the top of the league, watching the time passing by. Aren't we sitting at the top of the league? We're still there. New one, see? There, I just made that up right there and then. We're sitting at the top of the league. I don't know the words to it, see? I should have refreshed myself with the words. What is it? They left their home in Woolwich, headed for North London Bay. They've got fuck all to play for, and nothing's gonna come their way. But we're sitting at the top of the league. Oh, I could be a songwriter. It's brilliant, isn't it? The old Gooners. It's 2 days to Let's All Laugh at Arsenal, isn't it? 2 days to go. Right, where are we? What's that? Shut up, that there. What am I doing? Right, let's get into it. I'm I'm like a cabaret show, aren't I? Palace. Oh, we're getting the dog. Yeah, before I get into that, I knew there was something else. We couldn't have the two dogs because one had already been claimed. The woman who spoke to Sam didn't realise, but the court signed the original dog over on Wednesday. She's got to just go and have a vet check over and that, and then once that's all sorted next week, we are getting the dog. So she spent about £500 on Amazon last night for all the dog bits. Get the dog put down, she throws it all out, new dog comes in, buys it all again. Flipping madness. But there you go. So yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be good because Sam's going away at Christmas time. So That'll be a little dog to keep me company, get me out walking. Looking forward to it. We are still, she is looking at for another one, wants to have two. So there we go. But getting that first one, be marvellous. There, yeah, that's my Christmas present. I bought her a Hoover yesterday. See, lovely. That's the way, see, I bought her a shark Hoover. I said, there you go, that's your Christmas present. I wasn't impressed. She was not impressed at all. Right. Premier League preview, but we'll get there eventually. We're sitting at the top of the league. We're on the top of the league. And look, I can do medleys now. Look, it's great, isn't it? Right, here we go. you all hate me. I know you do. Right, Palace versus the Geordies. Palace versus the Geordies. Palace 2.4, draw 3.25, Geordies 3.55. There's nothing in this game for me. Palace have won four of the last five at home when priced in this bracket. Remember I talked about their home form early in week one. Well, they have won four out of the last five when they've been priced between 2 and 2.5. Four out of five of those as well have also gone under 1.5. Six out of the last seven under 2.5. So when Palace are in this price bracket, sneaky sort of one goal wins, not many goals. One game for me, I think, to lay under 1.5 and under 2.5 and nick some profit as the price moves. If there is an early goal, wipe my mouth and exit. But I think that's the play I'm going to have here, is laying both the goal markets. And I won't stay in them long. I might wait 10 minutes because they don't move much in the first 10 minutes. Just wait. And if there's no goal then, lay them then and then move from there. They're not going to move much in that first 10 minutes. You'll just be sitting there biting your fingers. Panicking that there might be a goal, but I think Palace have got Zahar out as well, haven't they? So that's sort of their goal threat gone. Just check that, but I think I read that yesterday or the day before. Brighton versus Liverpool. Brighton 5.8, the draw 4.4, Liverpool 1.65. You know, I said it last week, all joking aside, I couldn't understand Liverpool's price last week. I think the process, personally, of trying to price games with players missing is flawed. I think it's so hard to put value on players missing, particularly in the big teams when they've got good players to come in. You know, not so much. You can see it with the likes of Palace if they do lose Zaha, but when you Liverpool have got a good squad of players, as have City, as of Tottenham now, Chelsea, you know, I think it's so difficult. You know, you only need to look Tottenham in the periods with Kane out. They were still scoring goals, actually performed better, won more points minus Kane in that period than they won with him in the period before. So I just thought it was daft price last week, Liverpool, when they dispatched what I thought was I'm not just saying it, I know Kevin Chell will think I'm having a go, but I thought it was a desperately poor Leicester side last week. Whether it was just a bad day or not, I don't know, but Liverpool hoofed them aside comfortably, and I think they'll do the same to Brighton. Liverpool, the last 3 years, when priced in the area over 1.5 to 2 away from home, they are 4.1 points in 21 games, only failed to win five of those. Over 2.5 in those games, has won 5.33 points in 21 games again. So I think, yeah, Liverpool win and drip in the overs at a more favourable price if the game starts slow and trade it on the goals. It's about 1.66, something like that, the overs. Just let it get up near a 1.8 and drip in from there and then trade on the goals. But yeah, I think it'll be a Liverpool win and probably comfortably. City versus Burnley. City 1.18, the draw 9.2, Burnley 21. Burnley, a dogged win over Palace. I said last week that when I was talking about, I think Fulham, West Brom and Sheffield United are already in trouble, I said I think Burnley will get out of it. Got a dogged win against Palace. I just think Dyche is too good at this level. I think he's a good manager. I think he's one of those that's a bit unlucky to. He's not probably going to get offered a big job, but I think he's, you know, I know some people don't like him, but with what he has got there at Burnley, I think he's done a fantastic job. And for me, it's got to be a lay of City at this price. You can lay City at 1.19. They've only scored 10 goals this season, so it's just a cheap lay. They might come out and blow them away. You know, you never know with City, but I think it's going to be more of a scrap of a game. Certainly think that Burnley can nick a goal against them. You know, they see what Tottenham did last week. I certainly think you can break them when they're up so high up the pitch. So yeah, I think a very cheap lay got to be worth an entry at that price. And you know, you'll be in a position if Burnley do nick a goal, particularly if they nick the first one, you can make a nice profit. So yeah, I'm for me a very cheap lay of next to, you know, risk but hardly any risk for City versus Burnley to lay City. Everton versus Leeds. 208 Everton, 385 the draw, 3.8 Leeds. Two early season overhyped teams. The old Everton bubble burst when they were all dancing. They've got a right old run of fixtures. One of the guys in the WhatsApp group, Sam Cassidy, Everton supporter, we put the December Sky games on our WhatsApp. And I had a quick look and I went, there's no wins for Everton in there. They got some tough old games. And I'm not Leeds. I'm not buying into it. You know, again, they got that result, didn't they, against Liverpool. And I didn't watch the game. Everybody was right. I've had a look into this Biel, so I don't really get what all the... Yeah, he's done well at Leeds. I'm not saying he hasn't, but he hasn't really won anything for 20 years. People are bigging him up as if he's some... talking as if he's some sort of messiah. As I say, I'm not saying he hasn't done well at Leeds, but I'm not fully impressed with him. I think it's not a game for me, but a gun to my head, I'd say Everton win. Yeah, I don't get it. Sarri, Ball, Bielsa, Ball. I don't get all these silly names that we give them. Yeah, nothing for me. But as I say, if somebody said, right, you've got to pick one, I would have Everton, I think, to prevail. West Brom versus Sheffield United. When I was putting the fixtures together yesterday, my first thought here was probably back a draw there. Without looking at any numbers. And then I built all my sheets this morning. I'm back in the draw, sure enough, blind at West Brom wins in the Premier League. But when the draw is priced between 3 and 3.5, 60 games that's happened, it's losing over 8 points. So that put me off that. The Rubber Ball have only won 2 of the last 16 home games in the Premier League, going back into their previous visit to the league, and that's all it ever is, isn't it, is a visit. So when the draw was this price, they've only won 2 of the 16, that's at their last 16 at home. When the draw was priced between 3 and 3.5, they've only won 2 of the last 20 at home with the draw, any price. Can't think why they go down, can you? Can't think why they end up in the Championship. The problem here is obviously Sheffield United are not convincing at that price to back away. Let them both scrap it out. It probably will, I think, finish a draw, but there's just nothing in the price to make me want to have a bet. I do think, to be fair to them, that the old Rubber Ball have played a bit better the last couple of games. I thought they were unlucky losers against Spurs. I didn't see the United game, but by the sounds of it, that seems a bit unfortunate. Should have had a penalty. Yes, I think they've probably played better than their scoreline suggests. Given how the Blades have started, West Brom probably fancy themselves for a win, and you've probably got to say it's a must win. You know, if they're not going to get points in games like this, then I mean I think they're going to go down anyway, but if you've got any chance, you've got to. Although we're only in November and what, 8-9 games in, they've still got to be winning this. Southampton versus Man United. Southampton are 4, the draw is 3.65, United are 2.06. Saints win 4 of the last 5 at home. They're going well, aren't they, the Saints? You've got to say it. Since the Tottenham game are pasted, they have really turned it round. And I think they're a bit big here. I'm not a big fan personally, I know people do, but I don't personally, in my own betting, like betting home teams at this price. I tend to like them around the sort of even money-ish mark. But for me here, I'm going to get the draw and side. I'm going to lay United. I think lay United at a team that I'm far from convinced about at round about even money, 206, 208. I think it's going to be a tough place for United to go. Again, I think you've got the draw on side. It'll probably be one that'll trade. So my opening gambit here will be to lay United at that price. I think, obviously, if I'm saying that I think Southampton are a bit big, that means something else has got to be short. And I think United are just a little bit short here for the form they're showing. And so for me, at the numbers, it's it's a lay of United and see what I can do with it from there. Arsenal versus Wolves. Arsenal 2.18. The draw 3.45. And Wolves 3.9. Let's all laugh at Arsenal. I'm not having a bet. I've sided with Woolwich a couple of times this season already. Come to the conclusion that Arteta isn't up for the job. They should bin him now. I mean, I want them to keep him, but they should bin him now and get Allegri and be perfect for Arsenal, wouldn't they? Absolutely spot on. How often, I was talking to somebody the other day, how often has it worked this, to get the young ex-player in as a manager? Who has really been a success doing that, particularly in English football? Who has really been, you know, Spurs tried it with Oddle and Ardiles and all this, you know, loads of teams try it. How often does it actually work? Eddie Howe at Bournemouth maybe, but yeah, they could well win this, Arsenal. You know, they're one of those teams, aren't they? You don't know which version's going to turn up. But the one for me, every game that Arsenal have played at home in the last 3 years where they've gone off over 2.0, there's 19 games, every single one of them, all 19, have been over 1.5. And this is one for me that I do think there'll be goals. So I think it's a big price. I couldn't believe the price of the overs when I saw it. Over 2.5 is nearly 6-4, 2.4. A bit of a gap in the market because obviously not a load of money in it, but over 1.5, 1.43, 1.53. So this is one I think I'm just going to sit back 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes if it's 0-0, back over 1.5 goals and again manage it from there. But yeah, as I say, 19 out of 19 when Arsenal have been over 2.0 in the last 3 years have gone over 2.0. I don't think they defend well enough. One of those I struggle to understand the price. I do think there'll be two goals in the game at least. And then the old top of the table clash. We're at the top of the league and looking. Chelsea versus Tottenham. 2.16 Chelsea, 3.65 the draw, 3.7 Tottenham, 8-0 Spurs. Aye, 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 8-0, back the over 7.5, 8-0 Tottenham. No, you've got to be realistic, haven't you? The facts are, and it is facts, not any form of opinion, Tottenham are and have been desperate away to top six clubs. Away to top six, whoever filled those spaces. So, you know, I'm talking when Leicester in the top, whoever was in the top six in the last 25 games that Tottenham have faced top six opposition, they've won three. It's shocking. I think it's the biggest factor in when they did have a couple of what you thought were runs at the league back in the year Leicester won it, and the year after that when Chelsea won it. When you got to sort of January, February and thought, oh, Spurs are in this, it was the biggest factor for me. They were winning, but they just couldn't go and beat the teams around them. Away to the other big five, so forgetting where they are in the league, but the other big five clubs, Liverpool, City, United, Chelsea, Arsenal, they've only won five of the last 41, only won one of the last 10 away to those clubs, and that was that calamitous United performance a few weeks back. And Chelsea, whilst I have my doubts about Lampard, they have some fantastic players. They got Havertz to come in. Werner was the buy of the summer for me. I watched him for Leipzig against Spurs. Just really good movement. I think he's a really good player. Ziyech impressed me at Ajax when they played Spurs and they got him in. The keeper, I think, is a bit more solid than the other guy they had. I've not seen a lot of him, but the couple of games I've seen that he's played, he looks decent. And ultimately they've spent what they spend 250 million, something like that, 220, 230, whatever. If you get by that, spend that money, you're going to get good players. I think they'll be too strong for Tottenham. I think they're a bit too big. I thought they might be a shade of odds on. Mourinho will try, and he has made Spurs more solid, but he'll try and play the same tactics, I'm sure, as he did against City. Only, 33% possession last week. I don't think we'll have much more this week, but I don't think this lot will be as blunt as City up front. I think this lot will break Tottenham. I think it'll be tight. I don't think it's going to be a walkover, but just given Spurs' top six record, Chelsea are running into form, what they won their last five. The players are settling in. Werner, I watched a little bit of that last week. I thought he looked really good. It's a bet I'd love to lose, but I cannot turn Chelsea down at that price. I can't not back Chelsea at odds against home to Tottenham. I think it's just too big. And on that depressing note, I might see you've only got to get through to Sunday, and I probably won't be able to sing that song again. But look out if we win! Look out if we win, because Monday's pod, I'll be in full tune. Be lovely, wouldn't it? You'd love me just to be able to keep going, wouldn't you? You'd love to be able to keep going, so I could sing that to you every week, wouldn't you? Make your day. Right, that's it, guys. I've got to crack on because the racing's early today, 11:55. Have a lovely little weekend. Obviously, Christmas getting closer. Three tiers, lockdown. Tier three, I think we went into it, tier two. We've been locked down, come out tier three. It's a fucking shambles, isn't it? Honestly. I mean, I don't even talk about it anymore. It is an absolute fucking shambles. I'm just wondering how far we are from people just saying, fuck all this. It just seems an absolute shambles. I looked at it yesterday briefly, not long, and I couldn't make any head nor tail of the logic. You've got R rates lower than place in... R rates in tier 3 places lower than R rates in tier 2 places. I just couldn't fathom any of it whatsoever. I didn't listen to old Matt the Cock because I just can't. It makes me want to smash my TV in. But you just lock yourself in and fucking wait for them to open the doors, don't you? It's getting silly. I don't mind if there's logic to things, but I just can't get the logic of it. But that's another conversation. So basically, as you were, don't go out. I just want to go out and have a beer. Before Christmas, I want to go out and have a beer and have a bit of fun. Got to have fun. Get up in the morning, people, and have fun. I dance around my house. There you go. Picture that scene. Right. Enjoy your Friday. I love you all. I love you all for listening. It's great. Enjoy your Friday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.